פרגרף זין, נמצא, שקויל השויפור מאוירר איש המשפטנל. So therefore we see that the sound of the shofar is what initiates and turns on that fire of mishpat, שהידזה נכנה הורה, which is what subdues and eliminates the evil, והידזה דייקו יכולים על הקר אף גרם ורחוי כמו שמסבורו. And through this specifically, this can help us bring Gerim and others who are distant from Hashem to come close to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is the famous pasuk that we say about Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kese l'yoyim chagenu. Blow the shofar on this month, at the beginning of the month, the beginning of the month of Tishrei. B'kese, when the moon is covered up, it's the Rosh Chodesh, when there's no moon. L'yoyim chagenu, on the day of our holiday. Ki choyk li'Yisrael hu, because this is a law for the Jewish people. Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. This is judgment. This is judgment day for Hashem. Mishpat daiko. Look how the pasuk is connecting tiku, the blowing of the shofar, and the mishpat. Ki tzrichin litkoya b'shofar kedei la'oir al yodei mishpat hanal kanal. We need to blow the shofar in order to activate that mishpat that's needed. Now you'll understand also why we recite a special chapter in Tehillim, chapter 47, before the blowing of the shofar seven times, right? That's how they start the Musaf, certainly in the Ashkenazic shuls. They recite this special chapter of Tehillim seven times. Shekuloi medaber mehiskarvus kol ho'amim l'ashem yisborach. That chapter of Tehillim is all about all the nations coming close to Hashem. Sheyizgayru kulam, they will all convert v'yashuv l'Hashem yisborach and return to Hashem. Kama shekosov, as it says there, kol ho'amim tiku kaf, all the nations join hands. Ki Hashem elyon noira melech godoil al kol, because Hashem is awesome. Noira, yira, mishpat. Bechinas yira, shebechinas mishpat. V'zehu melech godoil al kol horetz. Hashem is a great king over the entire earth. Ki kulam yizgayru v'yeshuvelo, because all of them will convert and come close to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, yadber amim tachtenu. Hashem will crush nations beneath them, will step on them, will stomp on them. V'zehu, person, what's going on here? One minute you tell me they're converting, the next minute you tell me we're going to crush them. The answer is exactly. There are those that are ragomur, those that are the ones that were not supposed to be makariv, those will be crushed. And all those that can become close, those that are klipas noiga, they will be brought close. V'zehu yivchar lonu es nachlasenu. The pasuk continues over there. Hashem will choose for us our special place. Nachlo zu Yerushalayim. The Gemara says Nachlasenu refers to Yerushalayim. Yira Shalem. Remember we said that Yerushalayim represents this Shlemus HaYira. Kal yidei ze shemegayrim gerim nivne Yerushalayim yir HaKodesh. Shubchinas Heichal HaKodesh. Shenasa yidei gerim. K'muv ma'amanal. Because by bringing people who are far from Hashem, bringing them close to Hashem, that's how we build Yerushalayim, which is this Heichal HaKodesh, this holy palace for Hashem, which is created by people who are far from Hashem coming close, like Gerim, Kimavur b'maimrano, as Rabbein Azal says over there. V'zehu, the pasuk continues, es ge'oin Yaakov, the glory, the beauty of Yaakov. Yaakov daiko. Rabbein Azal says, why are we talking about Yaakov? Ki Yaakov hu bechinas mishpat. Yaakov is the one who represents mishpat. Bechinas mishpat le'loike Yaakov, the pasuk says. And there's other psukim, mishpat utztoka b'Yaakov. There are many psukim that connect mishpat and Yaakov. V'chol ze nisoirer al yedei ha-shofar. And all of this gets turned on through the blowing of the shofar. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, olo elokim b'trua Hashem b'koil shofar. Hashem is elevated with the trua, with the sound of the shofar. Shaydeze nisoirer ha-mishpat kanal, because it's the sound of the shofar that turns on that mishpat. V'zehu she'siyem, and this is why this is all still within that paragraph of Tehillim that we say before shofar blowing. V'zehu she'siyem, and this is why it concludes over there. Nedivei Amim Ne'esofu, the good-hearted ones of the nations will be gathered in Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the Hashem of Avraham Avinu. Dehainu Gerim, that's referring specifically to converts. Ki Avraham Hoyo Roish Lagerim, because Avraham Avinu was the first and the leader of the converts. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinu Zal HaPosik Zeh, as the Gemara points out on this Pasik, this Nedive Amim Ne'esofu. Ki Alidei Koil HaShoifor Shubhinas Mishpot, Alidei Zeh Nas Ngerim, because through the sound of the Shoifor, which is Mishpot, that makes, that helps us make Gerim. Bishvil Zeh Oimrim Kol HaMizbor HaZeh HaMedaber MiGerim, and this is why this is the chapter of Tehillim that's selected, that we recite before the blowing of the shofar. Ki ha-shofar mekabetz kol hanidochim, because we know the shofar is the instrument that's used to call everyone in, all those who are far, all of those who feel rejected and dejected. All those who are far and distant and rejected from Hashem, kulam niskarvim Hashem Yisborach, haydei koil ha-shofar. All of them are able to come close to Hashem through the sound of the shofar, shu b'chinas mishpot, which is this justice. K'moshonu oimrim b'Rosh Hashanah, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, tika b'shofar godoy l'cheruseinu, Hashem blow the great shofar to herald in our freedom, v'soneis l'kabetz k'v'yoseinu, and make a miracle, a sign to gather in all of our exiles, v'korev pizureinu mibein agoyim, and gather in all those that have been dispersed among the goyim, kol pizureinu mibein agoyim. K'mo shekosvin, as the pasuk says, b'yoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifer godol, on that day they will blow the great, great shoifer, Uvo ho'oivdim bi'eretz Ashur v'anidochem eretz Mitzrayim, and all those who got lost in the land of Ashur, and those who were rejected far, far away in the land of Egypt, v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, all of them will come and bow to Hashem on the har ha'kodesh in Yerushalayim. Ki ha'shofar mekabetz u'mekarev ho'oivdim v'anidochem, the shofar gathers in and brings close all those who were lost, all those who were so far away, shame horachoykem yagdusha, shemiskar v'lam shemisborach haydei eish hamishpot. Those who are far from the kedusha, who are now coming close to Hashem through the benefit of this fire of the mishpot, shibchinas koil hashofar. Vaydei ze nivna heichal hakodesh. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that one who does this, one who takes people who are far from Hashem and brings them close to Hashem, he is building heichal hakodesh. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehu b'chinas Yerushalayim. Another name, a nickname for Heichal HaKodesh is Yerushalayim. That's the real Heichal HaKodesh. V'zehu v'ishtachavu l'Hashem behar HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. This is why it says they will bow to Hashem on the holy mountain Kodesh in b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is this Heichal HaKodesh. Bahar HaKodesh B'Shalayim Daika, Hainu B'chinas Heichal HaKodesh Kanal, Shenivne Al Yedei Ho'oivdim Vanidochim Shem Orochoikim Aboim Lishtachos L'Hashem, we'll discover that this Kanal, which is built, who builds Yerushalayim? Not the FFBs and the FF16s and that. Who's building Yerushalayim? Those who are coming from far away. Ho'oivdim Eretz Ashur, they're the ones who are building Yerushalayim. Shenivne, it's built through them. V'chol zeh al yidei koil ha-shofar. All of this is accomplished through the sound of the shofar. Shu b'chinas yira, b'chinas eish ha-mishpot. V'al kein hoyo eitz la-bezn shofar. And this is why the bezn had the shofar. Ki shofar hu b'chinas mishpot. That's where they blew the shofar, by the bezn. V'al kein paragraph ches. V'al kein Kol hakoilos shel ha-shofar him mishuloshim. Now you'll understand also why shofar blowing, everything is in three. Kamo shamru, as the Gemara says, shiur tkiya b'sholosh truos, that the amount, the length of a tkiya is three truos. Shiur trua, the length of a trua, is three this. Ze b'chinas mishpot shehu mishulosh. That number three always tells us. Three is Yaakov Avinu, who's number three, who is bechinas mishpot, mishpot elikei Yaakov, shehu meshulosh. Ki ha-mishpot hu bebezn shel shloisha. Because a court of law, the minimum, the most basic court of law in Judaism is three judges. V'al kein ikra mishpot hu b'chinas Yaakov, b'chinas mishpot elikei Yaakov. Ki Yaakov meshulosh ba'avon. And that's why the mishpot is always associated with Yaakov, because Yaakov is number three of the Ovos HaKadoshim. B'chinas Yaakov chevel nachlosoi, kemuva, as is brought. Kechevel hagodel b'shloisha. That Yaakov Avinu is compared to a rope, a chevel. So it says, kechevel hagodel b'shloisha, like a triple-stranded rope that can't be broken, can't be torn. Ki Yaakov kolul mishloisha ovois. Because Yaakov Avinu is a composite of all three ovois. He's not just the third one. He contains within him all three. Shem b'chinas bezn shel shloisha, like the bezn of three judges. Shemehem yoytzei ha-mishpot, from whom comes forth mishpot. Shaydeze megayren geirin bebezn shel shloisha. And that's why we convert people in a bezn, a legitimate bezn of three judges. Shemekablim koyach mishloisha avos, who receive their koyach from the three forefathers. V'ho ikar hu Yaakov, of which the main one is Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was the only one of the three who was zeicher that his bed was pure. No illegitimate children, no negative children, no bad children came from him. Avram Avinu had his Yishmael, Yitzchok Avinu had his Esav, Yaakov Avinu, mito shleima. Ki kol zman sheloi bo Yaakov hashlishi lovois hamachria shal yodoi ikra mishpot, person would ask, hold on a second, why? Why? Why couldn't Avram Avinu have all good kids? Why couldn't he? Why did it have to wait till Yaakov? Rav Nosson Zal gives us the answer here. I'll show you why. Because so long as Yaakov Avinu, who was the third one, who's the machria, he's the one who's the compromise, he's the one who resolves the differences between right and left, he's center. Shal yodoi ikar ha-mishpot, he's the main representative mishpot, as long as Yaakov Avinu wasn't there, loy hoyo efsher levayer hora legamri, it was impossible to eliminate the Ra totally. Even if you were Avram Avinu, even if you were Yitzchok Avinu, they eliminated the Ra a lot, but they could not eliminate it completely. V'alkein, Avram v'Yitzchok shoyu megayrim geirim, and that's why Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, who were involved in Kiruv, they were major, major Kiruv, being megayr geirim, loy nimletu me'achiza sora legamri. They did not escape the Ra completely. They couldn't escape the Ra totally. V'alkein Avraham yotze mimenu Yishmoel. And that's why from Avram Avinu came forth a Yishmoel. V'yitzchok yotze mimenu Esav. And from Yitzchok came forth an Esav. Ki adayin lo yotzo lo oir ha-mishpot b'shleimus lahachnia ulevatel hora legamri, because the mishpot had not yet been brought to light completely. In other words, obviously, Avram Avinu had an aspect of Mishpat. Yitzchok Avinu had a degree of Mishpat. But none of them had it like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the Shlishi. He's the Mishpat B'Shlemus. Lahachnio Levat L'Ra L'Gamri. They did not yet have the Mishpat completely, which would have enabled them to eliminate the Ra totally. Ad Shebo Yaakov Ashlishi. Until the third one came along, Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Iker Shleimus HaMishpot, he is the perfection of Mishpot, V'oz Nichna Hora Legamri, Al Yidei HaMishpot, Shehu B'Shleimus Etzloi. And that's when the evil was eliminated totally through the Mishpot, that which by Yaakov Avinu, the Mishpot was 100%. It was 100%. V'alkein Hoysa Mitosoi Shleimo, B'li Shum Achiza Sora U'Psoilis Klal. And that's why his bed was 100% without the Ra being able to attach itself at all whatsoever. Because by him, the Mishpat was Bishlemus. And that could only be because he was because there was a number one before him and a number two and number three. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will say this. This will obviously also explain why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the third Beis HaMikdash will never be destroyed. It's brought in Sforim. The first Beis HaMikdash is Keneged Avram Avinu. The second is Keneged Yitzchok Avinu. And even though they were Beis HaMikdash, even though they were very, very holy, but the Mishpat was not, even though there was a Lishkas HaGozes, the Sanhedrin HaGdoyla was there, the Mishpat was not yet Bishlemus. It's only when we get to number three, the third one, which is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, that's when the Mishpat will be Bishlemus. That one will be the one that will be able to eliminate the Ra totally, totally, and everyone who possibly can will be zecher to come close to Hashem, to be brought close to Hashem. V'alkein ikra shofar b'chinas trua, and this is why the main sound of the shofar is the trua. That's the only one that's mamish listed in the Chumash. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, yoim terua yilochem, that it should be a day of the blowing of the shofar, trua. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Olo Elokim b'trua, Hashem b'koil shofar. Hashem goes up with the trua, with the sound of the shofar. Ki trua mishuleshes b'koilos, because the trua is tripled in its sounds. V'hi b'chinas Yaakov, the trua represents Yaakov Avinu. Tekiah is Avraham, Shvarim is Yitzchak, Trua is Yaakov. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Lo Hibit Oven B'Yaakov, Hashem does not look at the evil in the Jewish people. Now, Oven means the wrongdoing. V'loiro Omol B'Yisrael, and Hashem does not see anything wrong or bad in the Jewish people. Hashem Eloikov Imoi, Bilam said this. This is what Bilam said about the Jews. Hashem is with them. Uteruas melech boy. And the trua of the king is inside of them. Kalidei ha-trua, shubachinas Yaakov, through the trua, which is Yaakov, avinu b'chinas mishpat, ayidei ze loy hibetofen b'Yaakov v'loy rabbi Yisrael. It's through the trua, through the shofar, which is this mishpat, that's what makes it that Hashem does not see any bad, there's no bad in the Jews at all whatsoever. Dahainu shein bohem shum ra, shubachinas omol vavim, there is no bad in them anymore, which is this omol vavim. Why? Ki nizbatel kol hora al yidei eish ha-mishpat. Because all the ra was eliminated through the fire of the mishpat, through the trua, through the shofar, which is that fire of the mishpat. Paragraph tes. Now you'll understand also why. On Tuesday of every week, which corresponds to the third day of creation, which is the day of Yaakov Avinu, Tuesday is Yaakov, which chapter of Tehillim do we recite in the Shir Shel Yoim? Mizmor Pei Beis, chapter 82, that short one. Shemedaber mi mishpat. It's all about mishpat. Shehu gam kein b'sholosh b'chinas b'sholosh, which is also in three b'chinas Yaakov kanal. Kamei shekosav, as it says over there in that chapter, Elokim nitzov badas kel. Hashem stands by at a Jewish court. Whenever a Jewish court is in session, Hashem is there. V'zeu shesiyim, and this is why that chapter concludes. Kumo Elokim shofto haaretz, rise up Hashem and judge the world. Ki ato sinchal bechol hagoyim, because you Hashem will inherit, you will receive all the nations. Kalidei hamishpat, ayidei ze kol hagoyim niskar von Hashem izborach, because through mishpat, it becomes possible for all the nations to come close to Hashem. Vezehu ki atos sinchal. Note, Rav Nosal says the word that's used, sinchal is nachalo, like inheritance. But sinchal was also the word that used to refer to Yerushalayim. Tinchal daiko ki nachlo zu Yerushalayim. The Gemara says the word nachlo. Hashem's most important inheritance is Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, shehu heichal HaKodesh, shenivne al yidei hagerim. That's the heichal HaKodesh that Rabbi Nazal is referring to over there on the Kutimran, which is built, which is being built up through the Gerim. Through the Gerim and the Bali Tshuva. Paragraph Yud, Vezeo Shoimrim Barosh Hashanah, Lemishpotecho Omdu Hayoim, Ki Hakoil Avodecho. Hashem, for your judgment, everybody rises today. Everybody rises for Hashem's judgment. Ki Hakoil Avodecho. Because all are your servants. Everyone is your servant. Kalidei Hamishpot, Niskarvim Kulam Lashem Izborach, because through Mishpot, everyone can come close to Hashem, v'azai ha-koil avadech, and then they're all Hashem's servants. Ki kulam boim lo'ovdo yisporach. Because they're all coming, not to fight, not with flotilla shmotillas, they're all coming to serve Hashem. They're all coming lo'ovdo yisporach.